I love being out here in the water, in the lake. I've grown up with it most of my life, so community misses it terribly, Ellen.
I can remember childhood memories. Every weekend you'd come out to the lake. That was the thing to do.
The edge of the lake were just lined with campers from, couldn't get a spot, like it was just full.
It's not hard to believe this lake was once a bustling meeting place. There are two toilet blocks, two rec halls, a modernised log cabin, multiple barbecue areas, a playground, powered campsites. At some stage there must have been people here. Apparently a few campers still stop by, but summer for this isolated town in the middle of the Mallee grain belt has been a tough one.
It's just a matter of keeping your head above water, although we haven't got water in the lake.
Darren Bailey is a grain producer. After two failed springs, the farm business isn't in great shape. He's just become president of the Green Lake Committee and hopes to recreate scenes from his childhood with the next generation.
You know, just kids having a swim. It's virtually one of the only summer things that we've missed out on a lot in the last 10 years. I've got an 18-year-old daughter now and she's missed out her whole life. She had a little bit of a taste of it in 2010 when it filled by flood water. And she didn't have a clue what Green Lake was all about until that year, and that's why we're all pushing pretty hard now.
Green Lake Reserve is a bushland full of trees, but even bird life is noticeably absent.
We've noticed a lot of dead wildlife around the area because the pipelines come in, there's no dams around the place anymore. And other than a few farmers that have got sheep troughs around, there's really nowhere anywhere else for wildlife to get water from.
Like many regional towns, Sea Lake has been in decline. In 2000, the population was close to 1,200. Today, it's more like 600. The supermarket and hardware store are both co-ops, bought up and reopened by the community when business incentive disappeared. Trudy Conlon is Green Lake Committee Secretary. She says summer tourists have been sorely missed.
When the lake is full, the amount of people here, you cannot get a campsite. Because we haven't got these campers here over the summer, businesses are, you know, losing out. You know, they go into town and get food, fuel, you know, ice and that. When the demand was here, we even had a, you know, a little cafe set up here. There was that many people. So, you know, the demand is just unbelievable that when the water's here, the businesses thrive.
I'm Graham Jolly, live next door to the lake.
The main question is, why should taxpayer dollars be spent on Sea Lake?
Why should taxpayers' money be wasted on fireworks in Melbourne? Keep young ones in the district. We're sort of losing a lot of kids. Go away to uni, they don't bother to come back because there's nothing here. So, same with sport and everything else. Water's a pretty crucial thing at the moment.
A lake means that much?
Yep, definitely.
More than 2,700 people agree. They voted on the state government's Our Say website for a pitch to spend two of the $10 million allocated for drought relief on resurfacing Green Lake. Alison McClelland wrote the pitch.
We had a statement up on the Our Say website and we've heard absolutely nothing from that. I have emailed both Ministers Pulford and Minister Neville. We have had sort of a response from Minister Neville's office, but nothing at all from Minister Pulford's.
What is your message to them? What are you asking for?
We really want them to come up and have a meeting with us. We'd love for it to be on site out at Green Lake. If that's not possible, then we're willing to travel, but if they'd just give us a chance to tell them that, we would.
Meanwhile, Sea Lake High School students are organising their own response. A group of four students are planning a colour run event to raise money for the resurfacing project. 15-year-old Meg Conlon is one of the organisers.
It was a gathering place when it was full and it like brought all the community together, and now that it's not full, it's kind of no one's coming in, so we just want to make that place again.
It's important to all of us, really.
This is 15-year-old Drew McClelland.
A few years ago when it was full, we saw how good it was to have it full and all the tourism coming in. It's just good for the town and, yeah.
Do you ski?
Yeah.
How long's it been?
Well, we have to travel to Lake Coleraine. That's about 2 hours. Better if it was about 15 minutes away.
Agriculture Minister Jala Pulford was unavailable for an interview, but in a statement said Green Lake was one of those community assets that was so important in times of drought. I quote from her statement, "Recreational water projects like this are a high priority for us as we finalise our $10 million drought support fund."